We are live.
We're so live. I am Greta Rose. I am the brand architect here at Palms and Paws, and I am with Dr. Kevin. Who are you, Dr. Kevin?
I am Dr. Kevin McKevley. I am a veterinarian at Palms and Paws Veterinary Center in Los Angeles, California. I am a husband, a son, a friend, a brother, and I have been crazy about animals since I was a little kid, and I also just love people. So I guess you could say I'm people and pet obsessed.
Welcome to the first Palms and Paws Plus
Oh man, I can't wait.
episode 001. This is exciting. Kevin, how are you?
This is so exciting. I am excellent, and I hope that every little ear that this falls upon just puts a huge smile on their face.
Okay, so when you say ear, are we talking human ears? Who are we talking about?
All ears, but I'm talking specifically about our furry little friends, dogs and cats, and the creatures that care for us so much.
Okay, so do you like going by Kevin, Kevin McKevley, Dr. Kevin McKevley, Dr. Kevley? What do you like being called?
Dr. Kevin's fine. We can thank my Irish ancestors for the tricky last name. But Dr. Kevin's just fine. That's how most of our clients refer to me as. And
Kevin.
if I'm using my imagination, I think our patients do too.
I think so too. All right, so Dr. Kevin, now before we get started, we're talking about, this episode one. What are we doing here? This idea of the six senses, I love it. And this is the audio section of episode one. What are we hoping to do?
Great question. So our goal is to provide a little bit of excitement, a little bit of whimsy, and to create something that's special and unique just for our pets. This is the first time in history that we've tried to create a six senses approach that is just for dogs and cats. And of course, the humans that care for them. They're the ones who have to put in their email and subscribe. But thanks, humans. We want to create something that is not only an homage to our pets that we love and that make every single day so worth living, but we want to create something that tickles their interest and offers a little bit of whimsy to them too.
We want them to explode with love, the same love that they give us. This is our chance to give back.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited. Okay, so you have this amazing story about your beloved, I was gonna say four-legged family member, but actually three-legged. So what's the little story there?
So, I am a dog person with a cat. I love all animals, but I have had dogs mostly my whole life. And I've had cats, I've had lizards, I've had birds, I've had just about everything, down to horses and cows that I used to spend a lot of time with.
Wow.
But if I were identifying with a species, I'd say I'm a dog person. So when I met Link, he was in really rough shape. He was brought in by animal control and he had been dragged by a car, was the presumption, because he had pretty severe injuries on his front legs. And when I met him, he could barely lift his head. His blood sugar was really low. His blood pressure was extremely low. And so it actually took 2 days of intensive care to get him stable. And at that point, with his blood pressure, his blood sugar, under better control, we were actually able to take him to surgery and repair some of the wounds on his right front leg. And on the left front leg, the wounds were so catastrophic that he ultimately needed an amputation. And so we took him to surgery. It could not have gone better. And he was so relieved after surgery that he was eating within 1 hour of recovering.
Oh, he must have been hungry.
He was
Hungry.
scarfing down his food. And the
Did
next
you
few
do the
days,
surgery, Kevin?
I did. Yeah, I
Oh,
did.
okay.
He lost more than an arm that day because he also got neutered at the same time, but
Oh.
he's let me live that one over. He's forgiven me. We've
It's like,
talked about it.
dude, come on, man.
But the problem that I noticed was with one of his front legs missing, he was having a really difficult time using the litter box. And so my thought process was, we got to get him used to using a litter box so that we can find him his forever home. Because if he's just making a mess all over the place, he may end up back in a shelter or worse, on the streets again. And so we took him home, and my wife and I had a few rough first weeks training him to use a litter box, ultimately got the system down, and he never left. He was stealing our hearts. There were just more and more toys and cat objects accumulating mysteriously in our apartment. I think my wife had something to do with that. And before long, we just fell in love. We knew he was special, and he sleeps between us every single night. He runs up and meows like crazy, like a dog would, anytime he hears the keys on the door and we're walking back inside.
We actually have a sample of this. We're going to play this for people here so they can hear Link upon entrance.
It's the joy. Hey, Link. Hey, bud. How was your day? I missed you, buddy. Hi. How we doing? How was your day, bud? Oh, thank you. Oh, I missed you too. Hey, Bubba.
Link does sound like a dog. That's incredible. Thank you, Link, for making a star appearance on our very first episode of Palms and Paws Plus.
All
Great.
right. Well, we've got a special treat
We do.
for humans and animals alike.
Yep. It's a treat for you as well, Dr. Kevin. You do not know what we're about to do. And this is for the dogs and cats. Grab your humans. It's a wonderful time to snuggle in, get some extra cuddles. Are you ready?
Oh man, I can't wait.
Dr. Kevin, I wrote you a poem to read.
Whoa, okay.
It's called The Cat Who Calmed the Howl, and I wrote this because I this holiday in October, it's maybe not necessarily the favorite for dogs and cats. It's definitely a human holiday. And so I was just feeling for our sweet little dogs who might be a little confused by the costume we put on them or walking them around the streets with all sorts of like crazy things happening. So the cat who calmed the howl. Would you read it for us?
Yeah, I would love to. Okay. The cat who calmed the howl. The dog sat trembling on Halloween night as shadows grew tall in the pale candlelight. Strange faces appear and the noises won't cease. Oh, dear friend cat, will I ever know peace? The cat on the windowsill, steady and wise, watched lanterns of pumpkins with half-closed eyes. With a soft velvet step and a whispering purr, she curled by the dog and spoke these words to her. Fear not, dear pup. This night may seem wild, but I'll guard your heart like a watchful child. The world may be noisy, uncertain, and strange, but love is the lantern that will never change. And even when darkness knocks at the door, you'll find you are safe, for I'm here on the floor. The dog laid his head where her heartbeat was strong, and together they listened as night sang its song. A paw pressed a paw in the flickering glow. They learned that true courage is love we bestow. You wrote this.
I did. You read
That
it.
is incredible.
Thank you for reading it. Oh, that's so sweet. That means a
Absolutely
lot.
love it. And truly, something that resonates because Halloween can be a really scary time for dogs and cats. They don't understand why that doorbell is ringing 100 times a night and why everyone may smell and sound the same, but they look completely different because they're dressed up in costumes. And even my childhood dog barked at me like crazy when I walked downstairs dressed as Scooby-Doo. I thought since I was dressed as a dog, it would all be okay. But I was wrong in that case. So, dogs and cats out there, we understand. And please ask your humans to create safe spaces, quiet rooms where you can go to relax or you can retreat so that you're away from that doorbell, you're away from the scary sounds. And you can even ask your humans to play a little calming music for you or get some diffusers that release synthetic pheromones to help keep you calm. These are really simple things that you can ask your people to do. And that's how you get rid of the Halloween scaries.
I know you also have mentioned to me, a lot of families, they like love to look at their loot of candy at the end of the night and spread it all out. And that's a really great opportunity for a dog or a cat to come and access candy. So how do we prevent that?
Yeah, it makes me nervous. I'll say that. Do your absolute best to make sure they can't get to it. If it's a pillowcase, tie a knot in it. If it's a big bucket of candy, cover it up, put it in a cupboard somewhere. And if you humans are counting all the candy with your kids at the end of the night, do it on a raised surface. Do it away from a dog that could run up and snatch a little piece. And if your cat has a proclivity for the sugar as well. Make sure that they are safely stowed away. Xylitol is toxic to dogs and cats. It's an artificial sweetener that you find ubiquitously in all kinds of candies. And chocolate is very toxic to dogs in particular. So we want to make sure that we're reducing or preventing their exposure wherever possible. All right.
Yes. Okay, love it. Back to the fun.
I gave Link some love, and I know I said I'm a cat daddy, but I gotta tell you, Greta Rose, one of my favorite activities, still to this day, ever since I was a little kid, is taking dogs for a walk. And I like to try and think about what they're thinking about. When Scout is rooting through the plants, or Brody is giving something a little sniff along the pavement. I really wonder what's going on in their heads because every now and then their tails go up. I can see their whiskers bristle and they are onto something, whether it's a scent or a sound. But that is just one of my favorite things.
And you actually, are you going to take us for a little walk with them?
I sure am. Let me grab my keys.
Okay.
Thanks to everyone for tuning in. The best is yet to come. Greta Rose, I'll let you have the last word.
Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Kevin, and thank you, Link. And most of all, thank you to the subscribers of Palms and Paws Plus. This is going to be a magical world where we explore the six senses together and create a community where people and pets flourish. And now we get to hear from you. We want to know, what do you want to hear more of? What would inspire you to share this with the people who love pets as much as we do? There are lots of ways to reach us. You can email us at plus@palmspaws.com. And yeah, let's go for a walk. Da da da.
All right. Let's go, Browns.